everyone. Welcome to Taz Talk, the show where we talk about the Adventure Zone podcast. Today we're talking about the San Jose live show, which we honestly don't have much to say about.
We don't have a lot to say about it. I didn't actually go because it was two nights in a row of the boys in San Jose, which is not that far from me. It's all in Northern California, but it's still a long drive, and it was on a Wednesday and a Tuesday. So I was like,
yeah, how far would that be actually to go on a weeknight? That sounds, 2 days in a row sounds pretty extreme.
So like normally it would be maybe 40 minutes, but then like if you go after work, it would take like an hour or an hour and a half. Like California
traffic. That's
actually
not as bad as I was thinking, but still, that's pretty rough.
After the thing, like after I work, I get I fall asleep on the drive. And so like on Wednesday, I went to the Mabim Bam show because I had to pick one or the other. I feel like that's a... That, you know, like, you're trying to pick your children. I had a friend who wanted to go to the Mabim Bam show. So I was like, okay, that's cool. I'll go to that one because at least I have a friend there.
That was the tiebreaker.
It was the tiebreaker. But also, I was, like, actively falling asleep, which is, like, it's very scary. Like, driving on the highway at, like, 11 at night and, like, falling asleep. Yes. I was like, I hate this.
Yeah, that sucks.
But it was a really fun show. The Taz show, I'm sure the Mabim Bam show was hella fun. And the test show was also really fun. I'm glad we got to get it, while they're taking their little vacation break.
Yeah, it was fun. Real talk, I do think that the singularity is going to happen and robots are going to take over the planet. So,
like in general or in Faerun?
In the real world.
Oh, okay. Thank you for the clarification. Yeah, like, I mean,
I don't know.
There's so many things that are, you know, becoming more autonomous. Like, it's not outside the realm of possibility, I think.
I think if there's at any point we develop something that is smart enough to think for itself, I think we're going to make unstoppable robots. I think like every sci-fi horror story is going to come true where, like... We don't know, like, so much of modern technology, I feel like we don't really know what we're doing. Like,
Yeah.
We're just kind of messing around. None of the consequences of, like, any of these substances are clear.
Yeah. Like, there's that whole thing about, like, the law of robotics, but I feel like those ethics are only for people creating the robots who actually follow those laws. Like, if you create a robot that doesn't abide by those laws, like, they don't care. They're indiscriminate. They don't have
Even in the fucking story, those laws don't work as intended. They break down, like, it was kind of a Jurassic Park-esque, like, you can't control this force.
Those laws are meant to be broken.
Yeah.
I feel like Murphy's Law at this point would just, that's the only thing that actually holds true. Like, if something can go wrong, it will go wrong, so.
Do you know what gray goo is?
That's the good stuff in Beauty and the Beast. That's the gray stuff. It's delicious.
What? Oh my god.
If it's not that, then I don't know.
What is the gray stuff? Is it supposed to be something actually, or is it just like...
We think it's supposed to be like pate, but then the Disney the Disney parks made it like a mousse, like a black raspberry mousse or something.
That sounds good.
It was really good, but I also would have loved it if it was actually pate, because they're in France, you know, so...
So Grey Goo is it's basically a thought experiment by this roboticist. I can't remember his name, but the idea is that, like, if you could make, like, little nano robots that could basically consume material to repair and replicate themselves. So you're trying to make something that's, like, similar to an organism.
Mm-hmm.
And if you did it good enough, if these things were good enough at, like, eating material and then converting it into, like, repairing their body or whatever.
Yeah.
In this thought experiment, these things replicate out of control and consume, like, all the organic material on the planet, and then the whole planet is just taken over by this gray goo, as he called it. And it's just, like, it was kind of, I think he talked about it in this lecture, trying to give an example of, like, when you're making this kind of thing, you gotta be super careful and specific and think everything through really well, or you could end up like
accidentally unleashing something.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how so many different sci-fi movies begin.
So many.
So, I mean, speaking of that, I really like the ending. I'm just going to skip right to the end when they just went straight to Lucas Miller. Like the portal just went straight to him and he was like, oh, hey boys.
Yeah.
Like I loved that. I thought that was really funny.
Yeah, it was funny. I don't have much to say.
That might have been my single note about this episode. My other notes included Robo Merle. No, Robo Taco and Robo Taco turning into a kitty, and then Robo Merle and his new daddy Taco.
I thought that the visual of Taco on Merle's shoulders,
yes,
that would look really silly because Merle is only like 3 feet tall. So I'm imagining Taco's feet still dragging on the ground.
Yeah. It would just be Taco on like a little chair with wheels. Like, it's not a whole lot different, but he doesn't have to walk.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I want someone to cosplay that. Like, you know those Halloween costumes where it looks like you're riding a Tyrannosaurus Rex? But it's Merle. Oh my god. It's like Merle on the bottom and it's like Taco's feet like on his shoulder.
That would be amazing. Oh, I didn't think about that.
Cosplayers, please.
I guess Taco could have been sitting like with his legs on Merle's shoulders, not like on Merle's back with his arms around Merle's shoulders.
That might
work, actually.
I feel like if Taco was actually, like kind of, like, you know how when you're spooning someone, but then if you're the big spoon, but then, like, you wrap yourself around them so that it's, like, a rocket pack?
Yeah.
Like, if you tried to do that, but Merle is just so little.
I know, it would be...
I see why your visual was even more hilarious. Cosplayers, please.
I also liked the visual of Griffin trying to sweep Trace Horny Boys out the door with a push broom.
Yes.
That's like, kind of a good, like, metaphor for, I think, Griffin's role as the DM, trying to herd them all together, get them to do stuff.
I was thinking, while I was listening to this episode, I was thinking, how fun would it be if, like, after they finish all of the comic books... Or even while they, like, in between comic books, if they released, like, mini zines from the live shows. Because how funny would it be,
really,
like,
cute.
This visual of, like, comic Griffin in the corner, like, making his side comments and stuff. Like, if he had a little broom, that'd be so funny.
I think the way they're doing the comics makes a lot of sense. Like, you couldn't tell this story without having Griffin as the DM present as a character.
Yes.
Like, so, I think they're handling that pretty well.
Uh-huh. So much of what makes the show, like, really fun is just the interaction of all of the boys, you know, like, just being around each other, you know? So...
Yeah.
Like, I kind of... Like, when I'm reading the comics, part of me is like, man, I know that there's a joke in there that Justin made, but Justin's not a character in this comic, so...
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't actually... You know? Like, you can't draw Justin in.
Yeah, like, whenever...
Yeah.
Whenever I would visualize the show when I was listening to it, I would kind of jump between them being in character in the world to then another level of, like, Taco, Merle, and Magnus sitting on a couch as if, like, like office style, they're getting interviewed about, like, the events of the show.
Oh, I love that.
And then the third level would be the four of them, like, sitting around a table, real humans playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. Oh, I love that a lot.
And I feel like those three sort of layers of narrative kind of encompass all of the different jokes that they tell.
Yes. I think I understand that on a meta level. I think as a comic or, like, even as a video or an animation, it wouldn't probably translate very well, but...
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think there's any way... Like, Critical Role's getting a cartoon, right? An animated series?
Yeah.
And then... In a way, part of me is like, that would be cool for balance. And I think Justin tweeted about it. Like, he made some tongue-in-cheek kind of joke about, like, oh, so happy for you, guys.
Yeah. I mean, I like that all these D&D, like, live play... I don't even know what to call them. Podcasts? Mm-hmm. Like, campaigns? I'll call them campaigns.
Yeah.
Like, I love that these campaigns are just... They're getting so big and they're encompassing such a, like, a big fandom that for the most part is really supportive, that I've found anyway. And it's really cool, man. It's a bunch of nerds doing nerd stuff. Like, I wouldn't call it the new Homestuck or the new Naruto or anything. Actually, Adventure Zone I might, just because there's
That's
so many...
That's a weird comparison.
There are so many tacos. When you go, like, to anime conventions, it's kind of nuts. I don't think it is quite Homestuck level, but it does kind of feel that way, where, like, a lot of the fandom, this is their first fandom. And It's kind of fun.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
In my mind, I find it... Okay, here's a weird thing. I find it easier to compare, like, Homestuck and Undertale fandoms...
Yeah.
...than to compare either of them to this fandom. And yeah. This might be my incorrect impression about it, but, like, the audience of Undertale and Homestuck feels younger to me.
I think that is accurate.
No, that can't... Is that true?
I think, like... Because I also think that it's the difference between, like... a 17-year-old and, like, a 19-year-old, you know? Like,
maybe.
I think they are different, but I don't think they're that different. Like, there's a lot of overbleed.
When I think about Homestuck, I think about the audience being primarily, like, high schoolers, even though that's a fucking filthy comic. Like, yeah. When I think about it, there's a lot of, like, fucked up shit in there. And then even though, like, in some ways, I think about the Adventure Zone as being, like, a lot more wholesome than Homestuck was.
Yeah.
It's also, for some reason, it feels more like, oh, this is something for adults. And I can't imagine, like, younger people, like, I don't know. But that
adhering
doesn't make any
to it quite so much.
Yeah, I don't know. But maybe that's only because I'm listening to it as an adult. And so, like, I can't imagine me being in high school listening to the Adventure Zone. Whereas... Yeah, this is bullshit, because I fucking watched the hell out of, like, Red versus Blue, for example, which was also fucking filthy in a lot of ways. I think I'm getting old, and I can't, like, look back and connect what I'm enjoying now to my high school self, where in reality, if the Adventure Zone had been a thing when I was in high school, I probably would have, like, eaten it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I will say...
Hey, if there are any high schoolers listening, hi! Sorry for all the... No, I mean, it's
hello,
like...
You.
I want to say sorry for all the curse words that we said, but, like, I cursed a lot when I was in high school. God, I'm old and I don't remember anymore!
I will say, though, like TikTok we usually regard as, you know, it's a young person's game. I'm on TikTok. I don't do anything.
What's TikTok?
It's like new Vine, but it's not 6 seconds.
Oh, that's
like,
right. Man,
like
you could
minute.
Not... We could not have illustrated the point of I'm old any more clearly than me asking, what's this app that you're talking about?
Aren't I younger, older? Aren't I older than you?
Are you? When's your birthday?
I don't want to say it. Can you edit this part out?
Yeah, we'll edit it out.
Okay, cool. Oh, dang, you are older.
Hey, 2 months older.
yeah, but no, like, TikTok is, like, you get, like, a little video that you can edit together, and it can be really, really cool. It's, like, the natural progression of what Vine could have been. But the difference is that you can split audio and video, so, like, if you wanted to record video, or record audio, and, like, share that audio for other people to, like, emulate it, or mm-hmm. like, do they call it duet, so, like, you record a video with the same audio in response to another person. And then,
yeah, I think I'm kind of remembering now.
Yeah.
I've heard about this before.
Yeah, there is so much McElroy content on that app. Like, it's just... And a ton of it, because this app is, I guess, primarily used by, like, the youth. So...
Yeah.
I think McElroy, in general, is just... It is able to reach the young people as well as the old people. But I think that there's kind of a barrier, because some of this stuff, like, for example, seeing them at a live show is very cost prohibitive. So
interesting. Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I take back what I said. Now that I'm thinking about it, I could have been easily in middle school or high school and listening to this show, consuming the show voraciously.
Yeah. So this might be the last, at least for the foreseeable future, the last recording that we hear of the Trace Horny Boys.
Yeah. If they're going to start doing other live other content or other, like, characters for live shows,
yeah,
this might be the last Trace Horny Boys content we get in a while.
Yeah, you know, I want to pull up the Be the Monster Tour, like, their little schedule, because I wonder if anyone has gone to a live show where they've done a non-balance.
Oh, good question. Yeah. I guess that might have already happened then.
I think so. At this point, maybe. Let me double check.
And, like, again, I'm kind of looking forward. What?
We don't get a non-balanced Taz until June 14th.
Okay. Well, assume, like, are they for sure, because I know they said that they might start doing non-balanced stuff for live shows. Are they for sure gonna not do them anymore? Or, like, are they for sure, like, the next one is gonna be something else?
They haven't confirmed anything, but it's just, as far as we know, we're expecting the next one to not be balanced. If it is balanced, that's great. If it's not balanced... That's also great, but yeah.
So Me and Chelsea were kind of thinking that since this might be the last balance content in a while, maybe we could spend, and since we only recorded for like 16 minutes, maybe we could spend some time just like reminiscing about the balance arc. Give the boys kind of a little temporary send-off.
And then their next live show is actually also balance. And then we're whoops.
And then we look silly. But I thought it would be fun to talk about like what were some of the things you would have wanted to say if we had been doing this podcast while we were listening to the balance arc.
Oh, because
I feel like this is podcast. I mean, you know, we do this for the benefit of us, me and Chelsea, because yeah. It's basically just like being able to express our feelings out loud to each other for a long time about this thing that we both enjoy.
Yeah, like Rachel and I specifically, like we DM each other, we talk, you know, like normal people, but when it comes like to a new episode, like we purposefully don't talk to each other about the episode because we're like, save it for the pod, mm-hmm. You know? So as a result, I don't actually talk about the episode like with anyone really. Because I want to keep my thoughts like fresh. So like I'm part mm-hmm. of the Facebook group, but I don't look in the new episode threads until after we record. And even then, maybe I should be looking at them before so we could talk about theories. But then I feel like between the two of us, we generate a whole lot of batshit stuff. So
yeah, I don't know how much crazier it would be if we were also drawing from like other people's theories on Reddit or whatever.
Yeah. That being said though, I do appreciate that, you know, like Taz has brought me a whole lot of new friends. Like, you and I, like, we talked before Taz, but not quite to this amount of talking.
I think this podcast brought us together.
it really did. It super did. Thank you, McElroy's. Thank you for this
thank
gift.
Thank you.
This gift of friendship.
I'm glad, because you're so cool, Chelsea.
You're cool, Rachel. I just realized, because I was about to bring up those friends that I made after we did that. So when the Adventure Zone did their animation, and they, like, asked a bunch of fan artists to compile, like, animations to help them do, like, a balance commercial. Like, Rachel and I helped. We did timestamps for, we re-listened to the took parts of balance, and we did timestamps of things that we thought were notable or funny. And it all started because I signed up for it on Twitter because of I made friends at Comic-Con, and then those friends let me know that this was happening, and then I couldn't do it all because I was working on cosplay. So I said, hey Rach, can you help me?
I basically subbed in for Chelsea for a little bit,
but then I made those friends, and then we did this. So
yeah,
it's really hard, I think, to make friends as an adult, like after schooling and stuff. So I appreciate that we have fandoms and means of connecting with people through fandom, because otherwise I would literally have no friends. So,
and it's also really like, it's really nice. Basically, if you and I didn't have each other to talk to about the Adventure Zone, like this is the podcast I would have been looking for.
Yeah.
Like, in a way, it's kind of the reason, like, part of my motivation of making this podcast is, like, this is the kind of content I would have wanted to exist about the Adventure Zone.
Yeah.
If I didn't have someone to talk to.
Exactly. People to have this shared experience with, you know? People to share the shared experience with. Did we ever get a proper Lucretia live show?
I don't know. I mean, she's been in several episodes.
Yeah. I guess she doesn't need her own, like, live show, but that would have been nice.
It would have been nice. And we didn't get, like, a Carrie and Killian heavy episode either. I mean, like, they've been in episodes, too. Yeah, it's interesting. I think what I really wanted out of the balanced live shows was getting, like, more character heavy episodes, and that's why I really like the pirate one, because I felt like we were exploring Davenport's kind of like character like post balance character conflicts, like how is he doing in this world, you know? Yeah. Like he talked about his real feelings about, like, I don't know how
his
I fit in here, blah blah blah.
Yeah
I would have liked to see, like, how's everybody else doing, like on a what? Like a deeper level than just like, oh, we're hanging out in this live show.
Action,
and I understand,
action,
like, that's a tall order for them to do, like sitting up on stage. But I don't think it's impossible. Like, there have definitely been moments in a couple of the live shows where it felt like oh, this is kind of an interesting, like, moment, but for this character. Yeah. And, like, yeah, I guess I would have wanted, like, the Sloane and Hurley episode was nice because it felt like this is an episode about these two characters.
Yeah.
And I guess in some ways, I'm trying to think, I guess the casino heist one was about Loop.
It was.
So that was like a Loop. So that was a good one too. That was like a Loop centric episode. But I think I would have loved to see an episode that was like really centered around like something that Lucretia needed done, or something happening in her life, or something happening in Angus's life.
Yeah. Or like an episode where they had to go, like, I think what made the Loop and the Davenport episode so fun is because they got to go with those characters on an adventure.
Yeah.
So yeah. Like if they had done an episode with Lucretia doing a thing, or I guess with, what was your other example? It was Lucretia and Killian and,
Carrie and Killian or Angus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, well, I think Angus, didn't he have one of the high school? But that also might have been, like, AU Angus. Like, and even the Christmas episode. Yeah, I'm trying
to remember. He was a pretty central character in the high school episode. That's true.
But I think that was also, like, oh, maybe I forget. That might have been aged up Angus, to be honest.
Actually. It was definitely aged up. Well, so is this one, which I thought was hilarious, by the way. Like John Connor-esque, Angus future man.
I keep forgetting you've never seen Rick and Morty, because there is, like, never mind. But, like, that, like, a meme of, like, when you go to, like, a Wasteland AU and everyone gets beefed up in, like, doomsday versions of themselves. I love that. That's such a funny
Maybe trope. Someday. That and BoJack.
Oh my god, Rach. And then Birdie and Tuca. Just add Birdie and Tuca on there, too.
I saw that. I wondered if that was the same universe or the same creators or whatever.
I think it might be in the same universe, maybe? I forget. It's the same animators, I think.
Yeah, that I could tell that.
Hey, Rach, where can people find us?
If you would like to get a hold of us, you can send us an email at taztalkpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Tumblr at taztalk.tumblr.com, or you can find us on iTunes as TazTalk Podcast.
You can also tweet at us. I know that some of you have been tweeting at us, and I just want to say we love when people tweet at us. thank you so much for playing with us in this space. Our Twitter is at TazTalk Podcast.
Yeah, so, man, I'm really excited for the next episode. It was like when the live show dropped yesterday, there was a moment where I was like, yeah, oh no, it's just the live show. Not that I wasn't like pleased to listen to the live show, but like I really want to know what's gonna happen next in Amnesty.
I want closure. I want to know, are we really getting our girl Minerva back?
Yeah, things are heating up so fast and it's getting crazy, so I can't wait to see that happen with you, Chelsea.
Yeah, and I can't wait to talk about it afterwards with you, Rachel.
Hell yeah. All right, thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.
Bye.